Readers Entertainment presents Book Lights, where we are shining the light on good books.
Good evening. This is Deborah Parmley, the host of Book Lights, and tonight I'm pleased to have Kathleen Ball with me live on the show. Kathleen Ball writes contemporary and historical Western romance with great emotion and memorable characters. Her books are award winners and have appeared on bestseller lists including Amazon, All Romance eBooks, Bookstrand, Desert Breeze Publishing, and Secret Cravings Publishing bestseller lists. She is the recipient of 8 Editor's Choice Awards and the Reader's Choice Award for Riley's Cowboy, winner of the Lear Diamond Award Best Historical Novel, Cinder's Bride. Welcome, Kathleen. I'm excited to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you, Deborah. I've been looking forward to it.
Oh, I think we're going to have great fun. Tonight we're chatting about your new book, Whispered Love, which is one of the books in the box set, Hearts Ablaze. Tell us about Whispered Love.
Whispered Love is a historical Western, and it takes place in the wilds of the Pacific Northwest. And I was watching the movie The Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, and it takes place in that area, and the scenery just awed me. And all through the movie, I kept thinking, I really want to have this for my setting. So decided to set it there. So hero, he's a strong, handsome lumberjack named Samuel Pierce, and he's the foreman, and he only has one rule, and there's no women up there. It's a, you know, a logging camp. But in comes Pat Clark. Her father is the company cook, and she helps him, though she's disguised as a boy. So Pat's father dies. Samuel, the foreman, gets injured, and he decides he needs someone to help him. So he wants Pat, the boy, to help him around and do things for him, you know. And he moves Pat into his cabin. And everything's fine because Pat likes to keep herself... Really, she rubs, like, ashes on her face and stuff so people won't even give her a second look. And Sam decides that the boy needs a bath.
And,
So he gives Pat privacy, and she ends up falling asleep in the tub. So he walks in, and he finds out that that's no boy. And the book really takes off from there. You know, there's a lot of fun plots and lots of action to keep the pages turning. But I really enjoyed writing it.
Oh, it sounds like a fun story. Now, you've been involved in 5 books so far. What do you like best about them?
Well, right now, box sets seem to be the big sellers. They're really a great value for the money. And one of the reasons I like them is you have a whole bunch of authors working together, and you get to know different authors. And I've been, you know, honored to be invited into these different sets. And everybody brings something to the table. And you learn so much about everything, you know, from marketing to formatting a book, you name it. Everybody knows something. So, you know, it's very interesting to me, and it's fun. I mean, once in a while there's a deadline thing, like, oh, my goodness, you know. There's always an overachiever that you feel like you're way behind, and you find out, no, nobody else put their book in yet either. You know, those moments of panic when you're working in a group, but...
Oh, yes. Now, how many of you are in Hearts Ablaze?
There's 8 of us.
It's 8. I was thinking it was 8. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
So that takes a little bit of coordination. What are the challenges of having a book in a box set?
Well, the challenges I see, because we're... mostly seasoned authors.
Right.
So everyone knows their job, what they're supposed to do, how they write the book, hand it in and stuff. Right now, it seems like marketing might be a bit of a challenge because you can never market the same book, any two books, the same way. They just don't work.
True.
And it works differently for every single author. So right now we're going with suggestions and tried and true and let's try this type of thing, but we're going to get it down. In fact, that's doing really well. It's charted on Amazon under Westerns, so I was excited about that.
That's great. That is great. We both enjoy writing Western historical romance. What's your favorite part of stepping back into the time period?
Well, for me, it's a better fit compared to contemporary. I write both, but I like historical better because I like to have my characters grow and learn that they're stronger than they thought and that they can overcome obstacles.
Yeah.
And I also like my characters very flawed. And with historical Westerns, my characters don't automatically have to be aggressive, especially the females, because more of a modern type of female is a little more aggressive than, you know, than historical, you know. So I like to show the vulnerabilities and the strengths. And then you have to admit that throwing two people who don't know each other together and making them get married for whatever reason, survival or something, it's kind of fun. You know, throwing them together, and then there are endless possibilities. There's fun parts. There's drama.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, now that you point that out, I was sitting here kind of relating to this because I also write contemporary and Western, and my Westerns, people say they're gritty. Well, yeah, they are because things in the West were rough. Whereas I wouldn't have that in a contemporary because things in the contemporary world aren't that way. So I agree with you completely. It makes it fun. It's a fun time to write in. And, I want to make sure that readers know where to find you on the web so we don't run out of time. So can you give us your website?
Yes, it's KathleenBallRomance.com.
Okay, very good. And where can readers find you in person? Do you have any events coming up?
You know, I had to cancel one recently for it was a health problem with somebody in the family. But, no, I don't have any scheduled for a while. But I'm always on Facebook. My author page is Kathleen Ball Western Romance. You can come like me, leave a message. I always try to get back to people. I enjoy meeting people on Facebook and have a good time and do a lot of contests and everything like that. So
we're getting close to holidays and family time, and authors do fewer and fewer events around that time. So I'm hoping you have a great time with your family this season, and then we'll be sorry to hear that you had to cancel your event, but hope that you're back out full force in 2017 so that we can all meet you in person.
Oh, I know. So, there's always so many events. You know, you have to try to figure out which one is where, and is it your genre type? You know, you want to make sure you're going where the Western readers are. But it is a lot of fun.
It is. It is. So meeting someone in person, if you could have dinner with any one of your heroes, who would it be and why?
Oh, actually, it would. Well, because, you know, every time I write a book, I really fall in love with my recent hero. So it would be Samuel from Whispered Love. And you know why? Because he is hunky and handsome and muscular. And, you know, he's a man with integrity. He really is.
Yeah.
And I would just, you know, he's very intelligent. So I would really just love to, like, look at him and talk to him.
Right. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
Yes, it would.
Have him show up for New Year's Eve for dinner. Hello. So now what about new projects? What are you working on now? Do you have any new books on the horizon?
Yes. I'm working on a Christmas one. It's called Poor Boy's Christmas. I have a series called The Mail Order Brides of Texas. And Poor Boy has been kind of an orphan throughout the series. He's been that little boy that has lived here and there, and he's been in every single book. And I hadn't planned on it, and then all of a sudden it just came to me that he needs a story. So this comes, you know, he comes back, you know, about 5-6 years later as a man. And I think he might find some love for Christmas.
That would be nice. And Christmas is coming soon. Do you tend to write your Christmas stories during the Christmas season? Or, you know, the way that, timing works out for us to bring a book out, sometimes we end up working on Christmas books in August, and I've had to do that twice now, which is a real challenge. So do you work ahead and work on Christmas books around Christmas time, or how do you
I had planned to have this one done and out already, but, you know, life gets in the way.
Okay.
But, yeah, I had to find Christmas music, and then I'm trying to think Christmas. And then I thought, you know what, the best part of, because I have grandchildren, and the best part is their look of wonder in their eyes when they come down and they look at that tree. So I thought that's what I want to grasp, that feeling.
Exactly. Well, the last one I wrote was in, well, two of them came out the same December, and I had two deadlines to meet, and it was August, and it was Memphis, and Memphis is hot in August. I turned air conditioner way down just so I could get cool enough to get into and put some Christmas music on to get into that frame of mind.
Oh, I know. Well, I asked people in my family to put up a tree, but, you know, I got voted down.
Right. But it's not Halloween yet. How can we put the tree up, right? And that's understandable. Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, tell us a little bit about, do you have a favorite book out of all your books?
Oh, a favorite book. I think it'd have to be Love So Deep. And it's a historical, it's not part of a series, it's a standalone. And it takes place up in the mountains, Colorado. What happens is, I can't remember what her name is, Samantha. Samantha is on a wagon train, and for some reason she gets kicked off, and she's going through the snow, you know, snow came early and everything, and Patrick the Trapper finds her. Yeah, and it was like my first historical. And as I was writing it, I'm like, oh, I know, this is for me. This is definitely what I like to write. And I just felt like I put so much into that book because of the, you know, I just loved the genre, right, you know, writing it. So
I'm
say, yeah, that's my favorite one.
Okay, all right. I'm going to have to put that one on my list. I've read several of yours. That one I haven't read yet, though. So I have to put that one on my list. So we are running out of time. So, Kathleen, I want to thank you for joining me here tonight on Book Life. It's been so much fun chatting with you.
Oh, it has been fun chatting with you, too. And thank you so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You'll have to come back again and visit. I want to thank everyone for listening and invite you to join me next week for Book Life, where we shine a light on good.
Thank you for joining us on Book Lights. Be sure to connect with us at readersentertainment.com for articles, blogs, videos, and podcasts that matter to readers.